Good morning. This is Peter Irish, CEO of the Barrett Group, and we're talking today with Dan Resendez, our Chief Consulting Officer, about what our clients are experiencing in their interviews and negotiations right now.
Good morning, Peter. And we all understand what a hot topic it is right now.
For the audience's background knowledge, Dan, would you please summarize how the Barrett Group helps clients find and maintain high-quality career tracks?
Absolutely. We are a career management consulting firm. For the last 30 years, has been helping clients clarify their career objectives and then go out and get the job of their dreams. We do this through a five-stage program that comprises these major stages: targeting, packaging, market access, preparation, and onboarding. Clients enjoy the support of a six-member team, including a clarity coach, a career consultant, a writer, a researcher, a negotiation coach, and a client concierge. As a result, clients who follow the program have a 90% probability of landing the job of their choice within about 6 months.
Thank you, Dan. So I understand that we always have about 100 clients currently in the interview process or the offer negotiation stage, and I would like to explore their experiences in the face of the current health crisis. What's going on?
Well, first, the trend was already there towards more virtual interviews, but that's really ramped up to the point where most of the interviews are now by phone or video. That means, of course, that we have to help clients prepare through interview assessments and mark interviews on video so they're comfortable with the medium as well as the content of the interview.
Can you give us a specific example, Dan?
Sure. During a recent interview assessment, we asked our client before coaching why they were thinking of leaving their current job. The answer provided contained an amazing amount of opportunities. We discussed the original answer provided, complimented our client on what they got correct, and then discussed opportunities to improve. Then we role played.
That's interesting, Dan. Can you actually say how the interview turned out?
Sure. Our client reported back to us and thanked us profusely. They told us the question was asked and answered with zero issues. In fact, the interviewer commented, "Excellent answer," and then proceeded with the rest of the questions. In the end, our client was hired, and we're very proud of their performance during the selection process.
That's great. What about the package? How did the negotiation go?
The offer negotiation process worked out quite well, with our client receiving an initial offer at $20,000 higher than what was initially discussed during the screening call. Then we worked with our client once the offer was received, and we created a negotiation strategy, and we role-played with our client on how to properly negotiate. We were able to pull the offer up another $30,000, so with a $50,000 higher offer, that was way beyond the cost of the client's agreement to work with the Barrett Group, and they told us that it was the best investment they ever made.
Wow, that sounds like a great win for our client. That's fantastic, Dan. Is that an unusual outcome?
Not at all. In fact, we're quite proud of the work that we do with our clients on interviews and offer negotiations. I'll tell you, I can count on one hand the number of clients who are unable to receive either an initial offer higher than expected or unable to negotiate an offer up higher beyond the cost of the Barrett Group program. And I've personally assisted with hundreds of these offer negotiations and interview assessments throughout my tenure.
How about companies' interviewing practices these days? What are we hearing about the number and pace of interviews?
My staff is reporting back to me, and the clients are also telling me that the selection process has been significantly shortened due to video conferencing. The decision makers are more commonly in group video interviews, and as such, they conduct the scoring sessions when the interview ends, and it makes the decision-making process extremely precise. Since the COVID-19 situation, we've been seeing a much shorter selection process.
So do I understand correctly that at the pay grades where the Barrett Group is active, employers are still looking for and hiring senior talent?
Yes, the Barrett Group clients typically are in the 6 to 7 figure range, so yes, in times of crisis, good leaders really shine, and leaders who are lacking get replaced. It's critical that executives are out there in the job market right now because a lot of change is occurring.
Now, how has the current health crisis changed the dynamics of the supply and demand for these executives, Dan?
Well, third-party recruiters are spending a lot more time speaking with executives who are looking to make a change, and the unpublished market is really thriving. Now more than ever is the time to call everyone whom you respect and nurture those relationships. Ask them how they are doing related to the impact of the crisis. Speak with counterparts in competitor organizations and in different industries. Understand what is going on out there and poll the different opinions and executive actions. Stay really close to the street if you want to influence change and maximize your career potential.
What additional advice would you have for executives who are considering or actively engaged in job searches during this unusual time?
Most important thing is to be confident and lead. Waiting is a strategy for failure. Understand that a career or job change is one of the most important events in your life. When you have an important initiative at work, you hire top talent to ensure success. So if you want to maximize your career potential, use a professional service that knows what it's doing, like the Barrett Group, because most of the really interesting jobs are in the so-called unpublished job market.
Thank you, Dan. Next time, let's explore the subject of which industries are likely to be winners or losers as far as potential job seekers are concerned.
That's a great point because, you know, when one door closes, another will open.